Hi, baby. I just wanted to make you a special video for when you finally return from your business trip. I know how hard this entire conference has been, and I wanted to make you something that would cheer you up when you get home. You remember this camera, right? It's the one you used to record our wedding. That was an amazing night, one I will never forget. Well, apparently you forgot, because I saw all the texts this morning. Who the fuck is Stacy? I first thought to myself, I don't want to get mad and overreact, because maybe she's just a coworker that you had to work a project with. I know how busy you've been, and your boss has been working you constantly, making you stay late hours and even on weekends. I thought he's finally going to get that promotion so we could start a family. Maybe even move into a nice house for both of us. But what a surprise it was when your phone started buzzing all morning during your shower. I couldn't resist, and I took a peek. Well, what a shocker when I saw you hooking up with some floozy in another country. All those business trips are just a big fat lie. Hell, the current one you're on is probably a lie. Videos of you getting your cock sucked, fucking her day and night, even anal, which you said was disgusting and wouldn't do for your wife that loves you. God, you're such an asshole. But I'm finally going to get some revenge against you. Well, first, I'm going to rip up this wedding dress completely. This one. I don't care if it was a gift from your mother. You shouldn't have squandered our marriage. Oh, that felt good. Second, I'm absolutely getting rid of everything in your man cave. The beanbag chair was already donated to the neighbor, and your 4K TV was donated to Goodwill. But I have saved the best reveal for last. You might be wondering why I'm sitting on a pillow in the middle of our bedroom in my embroidered bathrobe. It's a good question. That will all be revealed in a few seconds. I hope what happens next plagues your nightmares for decades to come. Oh, guys, why don't you come in? It's so good to see you all. It's been so long, hasn't it? Well, you never got the opportunity to meet my three exes before we got married. They are just charmed to meet you and ecstatic to help me record this divorce video. You see, back in the day after college, I was actually fun and slutty. You know, before you sucked all of the life out of me with fancy dinners and boring work events. God, what I really wish I was doing was choking on cock instead of pounding down glasses of wine just to be around you. You could say I was a bit of a size queen back then. I mean, I definitely lied to you the first time we had sex and said you were the biggest I'd had. Saying that all my exes were smaller than you, but let's be clear. At least one of their testicles is bigger than your cock. God, I miss this feeling of getting fucked so hard that my body twitches for an hour straight after. You never really gave me any good orgasms these past couple of months. That's why I always went for the vibrator that I put in my bedside table. But these guys, my God, these guys can fuck. I think you're actually gonna go pale when you see how big their cocks are. Chop chop, boys. Let's scare the color out of my faithful husband's skin. Holy shit. I mean, Jesus Christ. Oh, I forgot how big these guys are. Here, Let me grab my phone so we can compare yours to their cocks. Pathetic, isn't it? Looks more like a mole rat than a cock that could knock me up. God. But these guys have such vitality to them. Look at how big their heads are. The veins, the girth, the thickness. And their testicles are huge. They are going to stretch me out completely in each and every hole. God. Yeah. You know, this wouldn't be happening if you just stayed faithful. How easy is it to not stick your dick in some mistress in another country and come back home to your loving wife instead? But no, you just can't control your urges and had to fuck the first whore you saw. You couldn't have picked a prettier one as well. I mean, I am gorgeous compared to her. But you're gonna see all these guys ruin my makeup, and I will look even prettier then. First off, we're going to start with some throat training. Now, you're probably squirming around and crying in your hotel room. Because I never let you fuck my throat. But you want to know why? It's because your cock isn't big enough to fuck my throat. I just knew you wouldn't hit the back of my throat, and it would be a waste of time attempting to deep throat you. With each of these guys, I am going to let them ravage my throat until they bust the fattest nut in my mouth. And you are going to watch as I swallow each delicious treat. Now line up, boys. Side to side. Cocks at attention. You're all getting around to use my throat like it's a fleshlight. God, I missed a real cock. It's completely different when I can choke and gag on it compared to how tiny your little tool is. Come on, boys. I know you have the energy to really make my tears run. Don't be scared. Smear the makeup my husband got me for our wedding. Just because it's been some years since I've been really able to get face fucked doesn't mean I'm not ready. It's called throat training for a reason. So train my fucking throat already. On to number two. Come on. I want this last one to fuck me up. No, I said, make my nose touch your fucking stomach. pussy fuck. No, boys, go harder. I know you can. Next. Fuck. Oh, here, let me get the camera so my husband can see this up close. I want him to watch as my throat bulges back each of your cocks. One. Come here. And you, baby. Oh, I can tell they're getting close. I can feel all of them twitching from my oral skills. Oh, but you're never going to get to experience the feeling of my throat constricting around your cock. You taste good. Come here. You're eternal. Trip over and put it on there. Can you even see the pink of my tongue? Fuck. Oh god, it's been so long since I've had so much fucking gum. Delicious. Exactly. what I needed and hit the spot after seeing all of those awful videos. Come here, let me clean you.
Your mistress didn't even make you come from oral. But your wife can easily make others come. So much. I don't think you'd be able to produce that much, even with a month's worth of not jerking off.
Oh yeah, let me do you.
God, all that pineapple in the diet really adds to the flavor. Come here, baby, let me clean that off. You can't have any escaping. All the way down your balls.
Look at that, all clean.
Oh God, look, they're still hard. And I have so many holes that need to be filled. As my husband, you always needed a break after one session, but these guys are going to come all night long. The neighbors are going to have to use earplugs with the number of orgasms I'm going to have.
Okay, boys. Yeah, come here. Come here, baby. Oh.
You know, I think these boys are actually gonna breed me. Your weak swimmers haven't been able to do anything yet, but I think these three cream pies from them should be able to do the job. I wonder who's gonna be the daddy in 9 months. You're obviously not gonna be the father with all of your cheating. But I hope you're excited to enter your new role as a stepdad. Oh, holy shit. Oh, look how big he is. Oh, he reaches way past my stomach. He's gonna stretch me out completely, and that's just the first cock. Here, let me zoom in. We can get a closer look. Look at my stomach bulge. Oh, I don't even think it's possible with your cock. Ruin me. Here, ravage me. Make sure I forget every single fuck I had with that loser. Oh, number two is even girthier than number one. God, I'm gonna feel this for weeks. Oh, fuck! Now come back up here. Oh God, oh fuck, I can't suck cock when I'm being filled like this shit. Oh God, yes, yes. Okay, go on number three, let's see. Oh, number three's just right. Oh, God, yes. Oh, get me pregnant. Yeah, make sure that weakling swimmers won't be able to contribute at all in the future. Okay.
you're going, oh my god, yeah. Fuck. Okay. Come on, back number three. Yeah. Oh, gorgeous. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Good. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh my god, yes. Oh, I want that third cream pie. Give me that third cream pie. Yes. Fuck. Inside of me my entire life. Oh, I can't let this extra cum leaking out of me go to waste. That's right. Your good wife is just eating fingers full of other men's cum. Fuck. God, they taste so much better than you. We're not done, daddies. You guys still need to train my ass as well. It's been a while since I think you put me in my place again. Oh, God, okay. 1 second, you get to recuperate from 1 second. Even my husband thought it was gross, which is a lie. I know the three of you love anal. The number of times you made me wear plugs on dates. Ah, you're ready. Look at that. Uh-huh. Ooh! Mm-hmm. Grab my hips. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, I love it when you push me down like this. No, just use your cum as lube. Yeah. Oh, I know it's still tight. But you're all gonna train me to be your perfect anal whore. Oh. Fuck. Oh. God, it's been a while. Fuck. Your turn? Okay. God, no. Make it hurt. Punish me for all those years of awful sex I had with my husband. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck me up. Yeah. Show my husband how to really make love to his wife. What a dainty, useless lover you were. Come on, number three. Yes. Fuck. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Fuck. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Run your dick in my ass, yes. Baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Give it to me, please. Fill my ass. Yeah. Fill it. Oh, you eager? Get back in there, man. Oh, God. Do you see how thick he is? Stretching that tight little hole.
Oh, you're not gonna last. You never could last, could you? Fuck, stretch it out and feel it. Fucking feel it. Oh, God. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Last but not least, come here. Mm-hmm. You still love it? Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, keep rubbing my clit. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Keep fucking my ass. Fuck it. Fuck my pretty married ass. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. I'm gonna come on your cock. Buried so deep. Fuck. Yes. Please. Oh my God. Come with me. Come with me. Please. Oh my God. Fuck. I'm gonna come. No, get my phone. Please. Yeah. We have to take some pictures to send to my husband, too. Ah, okay. Oh, don't spread me wider. Oh, okay. Daddies, make sure all my holes are very photogenic. Oh, God, yeah. I want them dripping. Oh, I want... fuck. Oh, God, I feel pretty. Oh, fuck. Okay, remember to hit send to my husband. And now for the finale. We've all been waiting for simultaneous hole use. Mm-hmm. All at once. X number one. You're gonna use my pussy. X number two. That girthy cock is going to stretch my ass again. And X3, you are going to ruin my throat. But you can't let me dirty talk, breathe, or speak. I just want you to fucking pound into all of my holes. Oh God, my husband's probably gonna faint from how rough you guys are using me. I fucking love it. I want you to break me apart and leave me drilling this. Treat me like a little slutty doll for you to destroy. What a good idea you guys had. Here, let me go get it. Wow, as you can see, hubby, the exact glass you toasted to our marriage. But I think I have a lot more fun use for this. Okay, boys. Each of you is gonna fuck my face until you're close. You're really gonna brutalize my throat. And when each of you are close, I want you to come across my face and into this glass. You ready? First shoots any scores. A quarter through. All right, X2 blows an even bigger load, huh? Well, let's take a celebratory photo together. Oh, don't I look gorgeous, hubby? Oh, I've got so much cum all over my face, I can't even open my eyes. Oh, three cocks. Resting on my face, covered in cum. What a beautiful family photo. Here we go. Okay, and just let me finish my drink. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, look at this camera. Can't let it be dirty from my spit and your gum and my juice. Oh, let me just clean that off, too. Oh, that was my first bukkake experience. I'm not gonna lie, I loved it. Thank you guys for making such a memorable night for me. Oh, is it 12 cum shots? I didn't even think that was possible. Oh, you guys proved me wrong. And I hope that you learned a valuable lesson on cheating from this, hubby. Everything you do, I'm gonna do 10 times worse. That's revenge. A glass best served creamy, salty, with a hint of pineapple. Plus, I want a divorce.